We are on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. Amud Beis. Yeah. I know. I'm gonna start with the top of the page. We just did a few lines. No point. Klav asay upapa los asay. The klav is an asay, and the prat is on the los asay. Now, again, remember, just to reiterate for the umpteenth time, we're not talking about the general klav prat principle, rather the more obscure principle of called the varshiyotza mina klav lamid lo lamid alatmiyotza lamid al klav kulo yotza. Anything which left the klav doesn't come to teach just about itself, but that comes to teach us something about the klal in general, about the general, about the entire general principle, right? Milsad Rabbi Lezer Amar klal pratu. Rabbi Lezer holds that when the klal is stated in a positive, the general statement is positive, and the prat, the specific statement is a negative, then it still is learned as a klal prat. Rabbi Yochanan argues, Dam Rabbi Elazar, where do we see this? Rabbi Elazar said, Lokim Lacharisha b'Shvius. One gets flogged if one plows during Shemitah. Rabbi Yochanan ain Lokim Lacharisha b'Shvius. Rabbi Yochanan says, you cannot get flogged for plowing during Shemitah. Umatami the Rabbi Elazar, what's this logic, Rabbi Elazar? I'll tell you what. There's a klalu prat, the general statement, and a specification. The shavs are at Shabbos Lashem klal. It says the land should rest unto God. That's a klal. That's a general statement. It says neither shall you plant your land nor prune your vineyard. That's a prat. That's a specification. Hazerav azomir, the planting and the pruning. They're also part of the general statement. Why were they singled out? Lucky Shalein, to draw a parallel to them. To tell you, just like planting and pruning, are unique and similar to each other in that their work, which has to do with the land and with the ground and with the trees. So too, the only thing which prohibited during Shemitah is something which is done in the land and in a tree. Now, however, what's done in the land and in a tree also? Plowing. So therefore I say that anything which is done in the land and a tree falls into this prohibition of not to do zera and not to do zimur, not to plant and not to prune, because plowing is similar to that. Now, Amav Adlei Rabbi Yochanan, what does Rabbi Yochanan do with this? Why does Rabbi Yochanan learn this klal uprat? So says Gemara, shnei dvarim, because it's two things. It's both zera and zimur, right? Rabbi Yochanan says, when two things are separated from the klal and made into a prat, when two things are part of this specification, that we cannot derive from them chiluk malachos, we cannot derive that they're separate prohibitions for each one of the areas which I transgress. In other words, I'd have to bring multiple korbanos or get multiple floggings, whatever the case may be. So, Taka asks the Lord, Rabbi Lezer chokin. Doesn't Rabbi Lezer hold that there's a problem in doing using this prat in order to make a chalukah, in order to divide up? Islay lachlokein el chokin. No, he does. He holds that when you have two scenarios in the specification, like here, then Yitake cannot use it to be cholik. And therefore, no matter how many melachos do during Shemitah, how many malchus do you get? Only one. But he does hold the lamid melamdin. He does hold that it can't teach us. And what does it teach us? It teaches us that other types of land activity are prohibited besides zera and zimur. They are just an indication of what is prohibited, and they tell us that there are other things prohibited, not at all, that we're going to get separate markers for each one. So it says, well, okay, let's turn the table back on Rabbi Yochanan.
So what would Rabbi Lezer do? He says, Ain't chok,
but they're malamid.
They are malamid.
What is it, malamid? Harisha. That's what we learn out from there, because that's similar. No. That's what I was about to ask. Wait a minute. Rabbi Yochanan said you are allowed to plow during Shemitah. Frech de gemore. Vleis Rabbi Yochanan malamdin. Right. The, what happened to him? At least it should be Malamed. Exactly what you just said, right? Uh-uh. Nope, does not. Wrong. Shan Yehi. This is different. As we stated at the top of the page, Sheklau Ba'aseyu Prat Below Sasei. When the cloud, the general statement is made as a positive, and the specification is made as a negative. We cannot learn from one on the other, right? Ve'ein asei melamid alosasei, ve'ein losasei melamid alasei. It doesn't work. All right, so what does Rabbi Elazar hold?
Have we had this concept before?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Right. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar said, vasei melamid alosasei. Now, this is Yerushalmi, so whatever things mean, they mean exactly the opposite. So what it means here is that when you have an assay, we can learn out something concerning it from a los assay, which is what we do here, because the assay is the general statement, and the los assay is the specification. So we can learn out something about the general statement from the specification, right?
The assay of resting the land is really comprised of many los assays.
We'll get to that too. Okay? Boy, you got it. You show me the shama here. Okay, v'asei melamid alosasei, v'ein losasei melamid alasei. Okay, so you can learn what it means. Again, as I said, since Rishami, it means exactly opposite of what it says. It means when you have a losasei, it can teach you about an asei. When you have an asei, it can't teach you anything about losasei. And there's, of course, a logic to that, because when you talk about punishments in the Torah, what has punishments? Losaseis. Aseis have no punishments. So aseis are not as significant as los aseis. So los aseis can teach you something about an asei, aseis can teach you nothing about los aseis. Okay? So I'm Rabbi Al-Daiti. Now, here's the typo. Al-Daiti to Rabbi Elazar. According to Rabbi Elazar, it says Rabbi Yochanan. It should be Al-Daiti to Rabbi Elazar. According to Rabbi Elazar, Nicha, I understand. Mutar lach b'borosi chamaris, you can dig holes, caverns, and dugouts during Shemitah. Why is that? Because what's the only thing which is also during Shemitah? Work. Right. Which includes plowing, but it doesn't include making holes. Al daiti de Rabbi Yechanan. B'kon Rabbi Yechanan. Mao lach b'borosi chamaris, can you dig holes? Why not? Says Yerushalmi, "Kishen shei melamdin linyan itzer kachlin and hetter lo yilamdu." Because maybe we don't learn the itzer from Zeran Zimur, right? Oh, we don't learn the itzer, we don't learn the hetter either. If you learn like Rabbi Lezer, so what does v'shavsar Shabbos l'shem mean? What does it mean the land should rest? Whatever the details say, what do the details say? Don't plow. Don't harvest and don't plant and don't prune. So that means that's be work which is beneficial to the land, such as harvesting, planting, pruning, or plowing. Those are primitive. But digging holes is not beneficial to the land. So you'd be allowed to dig holes on Shemitah. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, the prat has nothing to do with the cloud. The specification doesn't teach you anything about the general statement. So the general statement remains in all of its pristine glory. What does it say? The land must rest. So maybe the land's got to rest not just from plowing and pruning, and from pruning and planting. Maybe it's got to rest from maybe digging holes. So that's he says. Shame on the Isser. Just like it doesn't teach about the Isser, can't let you have to learn to do. Maybe we shouldn't learn anything about the Heter anymore either. So I'm Rabbi Bakhatinga. To the growth of the land, that's what he mean. To the growth, yeah, but that's what he said. So Rabbi Lezer said, "Avoda shab aretz uva'ilon." So which word does something for the land and for the really means in the land for the tree. That's to answer your question. Okay, Amrei Bokrating No. Time with Rabbi Yochanan. What's the logic, Rabbi Yochanan? Sheishanim tizra. It says 6 years you should plant, which we learn, which from this we deduce v'lo b'shvi'is, not during Shemitah. Sheishanim tizmor karmecha. You can prune for 6 years, but not during Shemitah. And here's another typo, according to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Kol lo sasei shubo mikoach asei aseihu. Anytime it says a lo sasei in the form of an asei, it's an asei. So what does it say here? It says 6 years you should plant. So this is right, but not during Shemitah. 6 years you should prune, but not during Shemitah. This is Rabbi Yochanan's prat. This is his specification. He couldn't use sod cholos, seize rava, karma cholos, seize more, because that's a negative. And you can't use a specification for a positive general statement. But here's got a specification which is stated in the positive. 6 years plant, 6 years prune, which indicates, of course, not to do it during the seventh year. But even though it indicates not to do it, and that we have the principle of any time it makes a statement not to do something in a positive vein, by saying do this, we imply don't do that, that's not going to be a true love. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan can say, I also have a prat. I have a specification. This lava, bomiklal asei asehu, this prohibition which is derived from the mitzvah asei as a status of mitzvah asei, and therefore this is the specification on the mitzvah asei of the Shavzor Shabbos Lashem. So I came to come to the same conclusion as Rabbi Yochanan, as Rabbi Lezer. Fine, this is more, very good. Over basei. So what happens to Rabbi Yochanan if you plow during Shemitah? Do you transgress the mitzvah asei? Alive, you don't. Because there's no lav, which encompasses charisha, there's no klal prat, right? But what about do you transgress a...
that a person doesn't
have the right to use the mitzvah sasei b'shav sar Shabbos l'Hashem. Do you transgress that? So it says, more Rabbi Yisim, arafilu asei ein bo. No, it's not even a transgression mitzvah sasei. Not even that. Rabbi Yirmi Omer, over basei. Rabbi Yirmi says, you do transgress mitzvah sasei b'shav sar Shabbos l'Hashem. Ask the Gemara, Taka, that makes sense. What does Rabbi Yosi do with that? What it says, V'shav sar Shabbos l'Hashem? What does he do with that? Right? That seems to be a mitzvah sasei. Right? Says the Gemara, Linin lo sasei shebo. It means, no. The Gemara answers that it's only, it means, whatever, there's a lav, so Rabbi Yosi tax on the mitzvah sasei too. But it doesn't teach us anything vis-a-vis Charisha. Plowing still remains not a lav and not an asay, falls in either category. Okay? Yochol yulokin al tosefes. There's a mishnah b'moi katan. This is a quote. Do you get Malkus on the tacked on thing to Shemitah, that which is tacked on to Shemitah? So what is the thing which is tacked on for Shemitah? Rabbi Yochanan patar mesnisa. Rabbi Yochanan explained this mishnah as Yochol yulokin ayidei charisha b'shvius. Do you get the Mishnah's asking whether you get the Malkus and that which is added on to Shemitah? What's added on? Added on qualitatively. The adding on of Charisha, which is not also Minat Torah. Rabbi Lezer Patala. Rabbi Lezer holds that Charisha is the Raisa. Patala. He explains that Masnisa, that Mishnah, that Raisa in Waikotan, that Yochol yulokin al Isra Shnei Prokim Yishonim. Which is not on. Whether you get Malkus on plowing, that can't be the question, because you obviously do get Malkus on plowing. Rather, according to him, the question is, do you get Malkus on whatever work you do in the Tosefah Shemitah, in the time before Shemitah, when you already start, or are supposed to start refraining from Malacha. Do you get Malkus for not having refrained at that time? Okay, Tavim Mem Zayinim Ralph. Is Tani Tani Sheshonin Tizra Sodecha V'Sheshonin Tizmor Kamecha. There's some who learn that the prat is 6 years you should plant and 6 years you should prune. These tiny, tiny, those who learn that what's the prat? Sodcha lo tizra. Do not plant your field, the karmacha lo tizmar, and do not prune your vineyard. So, man the ma sheshonin tizra sodecha v'sheshonin tizmar karmecha. He who says that the prat is a positive. The 6 years and the 6 years, that's Mesiel Rabbi Yochanan. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. If the general statement of Shav Soritz is a positive, the Prat also has to be a positive. Man damar, and he who said that the Prat is Sodcha lo tizra v'karmacha lo tizmor, do not plant and do not prune, Mesiel Rabbi Lezer, proof Rabbi Lezer, again, because Rabbi Lezer is the one who says that... Well, there's one that says that a prat can even be a negative statement. It doesn't have to be a positive statement. Okay? Masisa pliga Rabbi Lezer. The Mishnah argues Rabbi Lezer. The following Mishnah. The following Bryce, actually. He shomer below, it says, This we did have the Bavli. Yishomer below sase. Anytime it says in the Torah, be careful. That's a low sase. It's a command to abstain.
If you don't abstain, you get flogged.
If you don't abstain, get flogged. So to pen, the word pen appears in Torah, indicates a low sase, it indicates a negative commandment. If you don't abstain, you get flogged. Lost my place. Because of it says, thank you. B'sham talel lo secho, there you should bring up your karbonos. B'sham taseh, and there you should do them. Sham taleh, there you should do that. Sham, you should bring up zu aliyah. That's bringing up the karbonos to Yerushalayim itself, the pilgrimage. B'sham taseh, and then you should make them areizu shchito zrika. That's going on the slaughter and the sprinkling of the libations. Mal yashuba sei. Just like Aliyah, to bring up the Karbonos to Yerushalayim is a mitzvah asay, hareze belos asay. There's also lav on it. What's the lav? He doesn't bring it down anymore, but it says, Hisham elcha pentaleh olosecha. Be careful lest you bring your Karbonos outside Yerushalayim. So it says, bring all your Karbonos to Yerushalayim to the Beis HaMikdash. Then it says, Yishamer, be careful lest you not bring your Karbonos to Yerushalayim. Okay? There's a flip side of it. So, Afshchita Zvika Sheim Ba'asei, so to Shchita Zvika, which are Ba'asei, you below Sasei. There should also be a los asay. Now,
yeah, but that's understood. You know, it has to be done in the base of Mikdash. It can't be chutz.
What?
Chutz l'mekom
No.
What the los asay be? That you're not allowed to do the shechita.
Yeah, I didn't say it, but I stopped it. And I got read it choppily. So let me explain it again. Let me go back a couple lines. Where it says the citation from Dvarim Yud Beis in Torah. Okay. See, it says Shom Taleh Losech v'Shom Taseh v'Shom Taleh Zu Aliyah, bring up Yerushalayim. V'Shom Taseh Zu Shchita v'Zrika. It says shecht it and throw the blood. Now all these are mitzvahs that say, right? But now we're going to start a new drasha. Mal Yeshiva say Rabbi Losa say, I'll show you that bring up Yerushalayim is an asay which also has a Losa say attached to it. Av Shchita v'Zrika. Therefore, so too the slaughter and throwing the blood. Shein ba'asei, where there's a mitzvah ha'asei, below sa'asei, so there's also lo sa'asei on that. What's the gzera shava? The gzera shava is, it says by them asei, okay? Hashem ta'asei, it says ma'isa. So we learn gzera shava, ma'isa, which tells us that in both cases you have a lo sa'asei, okay? So begin to see now a question like this. The only reason why this works is because it says Shom Taleh V'Shom Taseh. The only reason to make this parallel is because it says in the same pasuk, there you go up and there you will make. For not to have drawn a linkage between using the words Asiyah and Aliyah and Asiyah interchangeably in two different places. So if not for that, Ein Asay Mlamid Alos Asay. The Asay would not have taught us any Alos Asay. Ein Los Asay Mlamid Alasay. And the Los Asay, neither of it would have taught us anything. In other words, would I just have had the mitzvah being a kabbanis to Yerushalayim to the Beis HaMikdash. And on the other hand, I would have had a statement and don't bring them outside the Beis HaMikdash. So that seems by the way that wouldn't have taught me anything. What makes me learn anything from that? Only the fact that they're similar words. It says talen, tasen, both psukim, both by negative and positive. Like Rabbi Lezer, we should be able to learn from one to the other. Why? Anyway, without the similar words, the similar should be extraneous. Rabbi Lezer holds you can go from a lav to an asay. So you should be able to go from the lav of Yishomer to the assay of Shamtale, and vice versa. Why does he need the words the same in both psukim? That should be not necessary. As long as he has between the two psukim, going from one to the other, the what you call it? The the lo sasim lamed al say, right? The cloud called the Hashem Yotzer min cloud lamed lo made al atzmi Yotzer lamed al cloud kul Yotzer. Why doesn't he use that? So it says Gemara Ma'av Elei Rabbi Lezer. What is Rabbi Lezer? It says Rabbi Yochum. It's a typo. Shrei Ma'av Elei Rabbi Lezer. What does Rabbi Lezer Taku do with this? I'll tell you what Rabbi Lezer does. So you're asking a very good question. Again, the question Rabbi Lezer is, if you hold a lav can reveal something about the asay, I don't need the etymological connection between Ali and Asiya, which is stated by the asay, and Ali and Asiya, which are stated by the lav. That connection is superfluous if I hold that the derivation is some other kind. Okay? What should be the other kind of derivation? A lav can tell you about the asay. Same topic, not the same pasuk, can tell you about the asay. So says the Gemara, Taka was Rebbe Lezer, do it that again. So I'll tell you, Shalom Tomar, I shouldn't say, Kamoda Temer Gabi Shabbos, like it says by Shabbos, Chofar, Choratz, if you make a hole, you make a furrow, you put something into the ground, Ein El Chayev El Achas, you only get one korban. Aha, why you only get one korban? Why only one? Because what are all these? Tolados, very good. You know all these things. These are all tolados, right? Tolados! They're all tolados. How many can be chayv if you do multiple tolados in one of? Only one. So I might say that by shchut echut, by sacrificing outside the Beis HaMikdash, it's also a concept of tolados. You only have one carbon. Right? I would have said the lav teaches you about the essay. Yes, that you get malchus or carbonos, but only one, not multiple. So therefore, I needed not just the lav being megale on the essay, not just the lav being the prat of the essay, but also I needed the etymological connection of shamtale and shamtase and shamtale and shamtase. And that extra drosha teaches us don't say udkavos or shochad zark fella that. Similar to Shabbos, if it is zrika and sacrifice, enu chayav el achas, tzukein tzorach lomar chayav kol achas v'achas. That's why we need. You need two methods of drasha, two tools. You need the klal uprat, which you're talking about, and you need also the etymological connection, the hekesh. Why? Because one tool teaches us melamdin. That there's a lav and everything mentioned in the pasuk, which has the mitzvah saseh. That you're not allowed to do shchut echutz, anything which you're told to bring up to Yerushalayim. The other teaches us cholkin. Then now you chayev one korban for everything you do, but you chayev a korban for each and every one of the korbanos you transgress. Okay? Now, kol hein to deceptive. Now the Gemara goes on to a new topic. So far it's been so difficult? No, just wait. Okay. You weren't here for my preamble today.
What was the preamble?
I have never learned anything so hard in my life as Cloud God only knew show me.
Really? That's what I said.
Okay. Till now it's been easy. Okay, Kohen. Kohen, I mean, I'm sure, I don't know, I'm sure I have amnesia of some of the hard Gemaras, but this is Croesus squared. Kohen, the teen on Avos Yeshlan Tolados. Anytime it says avos, there must be tolados. And our Mishnah talks about our Gemara talks about avos. Our Mishnah talks about avos. There must be tolados. What Tamatina? I'll give you a few examples of other cases where we have avos tolados. Look over there. Abba avos nizikin. There are four main categories of damages. Hashor. What is one of the first one? An ox. Zekarin. It's his horns. Negicha udchifa. Goring and pushing with your horns are both avos. Tani, what are the talados? Tani Rabbi Chia, noshach, if the animal bites, ravats, it crouches, boat, it kicks, talados, the karen, these are subcategories of karen of the horn. Tama, it's even lit over there. Where is this? Kalim. Avos hatuma. What are the avos hatuma? Hasheret. rodents, Shikva Zera, the emissions.
Isn't Mavir, wasn't Mavir supposed to be like more tied in with Neshach than anything else?
No. Shame. No Sheikh has no Ano.
But it's Shane is not one of the Arbobas.
It is.
It's Shore or
Mavir and Hever. Mavir and Hever. Mavir is Shane or Regal. We don't know. Gemara talks about it there. Okay. So the avos by tuma are sheretz shikva zera. Toladas the sheretz. So what's the tolad of sheretz? Now if sheretz is about tuma, what's the tolad of sheretz? Use your minds. What's the tolad of sheretz? Don't think too long. Think baobatish. What's the tolad of sheretz? That's lomdish. Batish is something which touches the sheretz. If a sheretz is enough, a maga sheretz is a talada. You guys are such lomd, don't you? Vlad hatuma is the sheretz is the off. The vlad hatuma, the talada, is anything which touches the sheretz.
Because we'd say sheretz, you'd think everything associated with the sheretz.
Right, I know. Yeah, that's what I would have thought too. Right. So, Tolos Hasheretz Ezu, Rabbi Yehuda B'Sher, maybe you Nachum said Matafos. So you shall me word. Ma Matafos, Ma Goos. Madaf literally means, modern Hebrew means a shelf. I don't know exactly. Here, I guess, Lahadof means to cast. So I guess somehow the word Madaf has something to do with touching. But in any event, more tells explicitly that's what it is. It's Mago. Avatumatame Sako. Avatuma is matami everything. Vladatuma ina matami el oichl mashkutzoy matami food and beverages. Kli and kli cheres, that's a mistake. Only in avatuma is matami kli cheres. Not a rishon latuma, not a tolada. Oichlinu mashkin, food and beverages. The kli, and here it should say cheres, and kli cheres, which do become tame from a tog, which can become tame from an avatuma. They themselves ain't a nasim avatuma. They don't become avatuma metame ziva, to be metame as ziva. Now, what does it mean as ziva? It means that, and there are many interpretations here, but the compulsion interpretation is, if a zav sits on a chair, what does the chair become? Mishkav and Moshe make the thing which is sat on or lied on an av. So that's what, if he touches, only Rishon. But even if he touches or sits on food, it only becomes a Rishon, not a Av. Okay, that's what we're saying here. So, so those are the Avos, the Tolados. The Avos are Sheretz, etc. Tolados are anything which comes underneath that. V'hachatin, and here we learned, Avos Melachos are Boyan Chosrachos, the 39 Avos Melachos. Charisha Av, plowing is an Av. Tani Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Chia taught us, chafar, if you dig, charatz, make a furrow, noatz, make a hole, push on the ground. Tolodos charisha, these are subcategories of charisha. Kolava is melacha, is mina mishkan lomdu, all of us are learned from the mishkan. Ma charisha is on mishkan, what charisha did in the mishkan, where they plow shoe. Charisham, we taught somebody, they made plow furrows to plant the dye plants for the Mishkan. Kam yachush v'yachayev, how much do you have to plow in order to be chayev? According to the assumption, you're not allowed to plow. Oh, we're talking about Shabbos. So I'll look, what's the shear of Charish on Shabbos? So,
that's ridiculous.
Usually I hear that from my right.
I know, but the Charish
in the morning.
The Charish of Mishkan was,
yeah.
That was, the Harisha is the plowing done on the field.
What did you think Harisha was in Mishkan?
To plant the Samarim?
What else would it be?
I have no idea. That's what the Bavli says too?
I don't know if the Bavli, I don't think Bavli discussed it, but it's obvious. What else could it be?
I always thought it was to make.
Then Harisha wouldn't be the Av. Chafira would be the Av. the Itza. Just because you never thought about it before, yeah, doesn't mean it's wrong.
You're right, I never thought about it.
Yeah.
We automatically
take back the ridiculous.
Probably should.
All right. All right, did you call, by the way, for the thing today? For the Yerushalmi?
I didn't.
All right. Ma I'm just going to choose to delete that money. Kami achosh v'yachai. What's minimum shear for Harisha? So I'm asking my delita krisha in order to plant there a hap, which is a very small plant. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar said, don't say Amar here. Rav Acha bar Rav kedelita zachrusha shochita to plant the narrow side, literally the male part, but the narrow side of the of a grain of wheat in the plant in the ground. Tamati, we learned over there.
I'm still disturbed by that. It's like a tangential, it's not an essential part of what was, all right, let's go ahead, but it just strikes me as being not an essential act as part of the Mishkan. It leads to the essential act of taking the dyes and doing something with them, but it's a few steps removed.
Emude Yushalayim means on various different things, but it doesn't mean that anybody argues.
Now you have somebody who does.
Okay. You come up with something. Tam Tzim, look over there. Zorik Yishuin Lil Shnayim Chayiv. You plant two squashes, you're Chayiv. Zorik Luim, two pumpkin Shnayim Chayiv. Zorik Luim Shnayim Chayiv. Zorik Puomitri, two Egyptian beans, you're Chayiv. Tani, we learned. Chitim, Madi Oshtaim. If you plant median wheat, you also chayiv on two. Rabbi Shmuel, B'shem Rabbi Zira said, now this is a little bit of a problem. The truth is, this is all big chidushim, even though it doesn't sound like big chidushim, because all the shirim on Shabbos which have to do with food have a similar shear. What's a shear normally by food on Shabbos? Who remembers?
There was a certain promissory note.
Close. I think it might actually be the same thing. Kid Grogeris. Grogeris. Grogeris, which I think is something like Osevis. Maybe it's something slightly different. But anyway. No. That would be too much. So why wheat? We have on two grains of wheat, or one grain of wheat, it's too little. Much less than Grogeris. Aideshi and Chavivos, because they're Choshev. They're precious. Also, some Gushars who run Eginosh and Necholim. Like any other non edible foodstuff, where you have with less, with any multiple amount. Anything in general which is done for the benefit of the ground, chay mishum choresh, falls into the plowing. Achoyfer, digging, vachoreitz, furrowing, vanoetz, pushing into the ground. Hametayer, if you put your animals in a pen so they fertilize the ground. Hamarer, you hold the ground. Hamazabel, you fertilize yourself. Hamachabed, you clean the ground. Hamrabitz, you sweep it. Hamrabitz means you tamp down the dirt with moisture. Hamfafea gushin. Some of you breaks down clumps of dirt. That's all harisha. Similarly, continuing, a mavre b'charoshim, somebody who cuts down the excess trees in the forest in order that the other one should grow better. Bizir like Rabbi Zira, amas amayim, shimarsher sodel lizria. Rabbi Zira says that you're not allowed to make a irrigation canal on yontif on cholamoid because it's your making the ground softer. So we see that making the ground softer is a problem, and that must be the problem of Harisha. Okay? Where am I? Hamasaka, removing the stones. Habonim HaTrego, some of you built steps. Now, the Korbanator learned the Poshut way, because he never lived in Eretz Yisrael, but it really means it has to be a Torah of Harisha. It's when you plant in Israel, very often you plant side of the hill, they planted terraces. So making a terrace is a Torah of Harisha. Okay? Hamayasakorim styles his aces, but he fills in the cracks on the olive trees. Both Ogilasakorim, so he makes a ring around a grapevine. Which is beneficial for the land. There's a problem with Choresh. Rabbi Chaim B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan said, okay, it's a new issue. Rabbi Chaim Rabbi Yochanan said, I'm a bashel nevela b'yontif ain't a locus. Somebody who cooks a nevela. You cook a Big Mac on yontif, you're not like it. Why not? Shutzim miklav bishul b'yontif, because the apitzel to learn himself the baits in greater detail. Mitoch shutzim l'tzorach, chutzim nami shlo l'tzorach. Right? Since you're allowed to cook with tzorech when you need it for yourself or for your guest, you're also allowed to cook if it's a shalol with tzorech. The raisa, Rabbani came and answered it. Since with the raisa, you can't get malchus for it, right? Right, malchus martis you can get, but not malchus the raisa. Okay, Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Shimon Lagish argues Amar Loike. Shlohuta miklabishu el achil b'vare. It wasn't mutter. You don't say since it was mutter shlohutzorech. It's mutter also shlohutzorech. No, it's only mutter up to the extent of that's necessary lutzorech for the purpose which fortunately is required. Okay. Heiser b'vare memal Rabbi Yochanan. So right, b'vare memal asked Rabbi Yochanan. According to you, that it's hutter l'tzorech, hutter nami shlol l'tzorech, ha'choresh b'yontif ain't a loke. Somebody plows on yontif, he should get malchus. Why not? Because it's mutter l'tzorech. Where's the mutter l'tzorech to plow on yontif? Yes, if you get this one, where's the mutter plow l'tzorech on yontif? Where's the mutter plow on yontif l'tzorech on yontif?
For that same yontif?
Yeah. Close. No, not close. I won't guess in a million years, don't worry. For Kisi Adam.
You're right. I never would have guessed.
You can dig up the dirt in order to do Kisi Adam and Yantra. To cover the blood of what? Chai or Anof, right? So we see it's Mutter, right? So I have two answers on that. First answer, it's not matir mutter to do in the normal way. You have to do the shinui. You can't do it the normal way. Rabbi Shimon Simi Amar Kumi Rabbi Yosa and Rabbi Yachosim Shem Mehila. Another answer, Rabbi Shimoni. This is going like Rabbi Shimon. How's it going like Rabbi Shimon? Because Rabbi Shimon Omer actually had Tzarech Lo Begufa Shol Dabar. Rabbi Shimon says that in order to be considered in order to be considered to be chofer, you have to be able to do it for the right purpose. Chorish, you have to do it for the right purpose. When they did Chorish on the Mishkan, what did they do it for? What do you do Chorish on the Mishkan for?
Our
Samoni. So that means you need it for something which you would put in the ground to cultivate something. This taking up for Kisei Adam, what are you doing that for? To take out the dirt. That's a Malach Hashem Yitzirich L'Gufa. If you think about the Bavli's classic case, Malach Hashem Yitzirich L'Gufa is Chafar Guma Ve'en Atzarech El Lafara. You dig a hole, you only want the dirt, because in the Bavli, you don't want the hole, you want the dirt. So therefore, two answers. One is that the Kisei Adam is not done Kedarko. The other is that, the dirt does not take out the normal way. The other answer is that even if it is, it's still Malach Hashem Yitzirich L'Gufa. Now comes the hard part. Okay? So before the hard part comes, I'm going to take a time out and get a drink of water. Okay, the Korban Aida learns from this sugya, which you're about to learn, this thing which they say about the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi doesn't hold a psik ratio. Alright? But I don't see it. After learning the Korban Aida, I don't see it. I don't see it in the Pnim, but nobody else says it except for him. Maybe somebody else says it later on. But it's I don't see it anywhere else. Now, the bottom line is, therefore, after going through the Pnei Moshe and the Carbonator and Chaim Kanievsky and the band Lieberman and glancing at the Ritvazu, it's too small print even for me. I don't like doing it. So I've determined I'm going to give you my own shot. All right? Tough. That's the advantage of doing Yerushalmi. I'm not tied, not pinned down to anybody since they're all Achronim. All right. Come, Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosa got up and he complained and said Pnei Moshe has the word Im Rabbi Acha. Got upset at Rabbi Acha. Now remember, what did Rabbi Acha say? Rabbi Acha said by Yontif Kisei Adam is not Hutter L'Tzorech. Why? Because it's a Melacha Shein Tzich L'Gufa. You're not doing it for the normal thing. The normal thing is for the whole year you want the dirt. Okay, Amalei. Ata marta mil sada. You said this. Vasra chutzpah. How can you possibly say this? The lo chayin omer Rabbi Yochanan. Then Rabbi Yochanan say, divrei meir nevrei meir eslim ba'av dvarim. There are 24 things in Shas. Mikulei beishamay, mikulei beisilver. Beishamay is mekel. And Beisil is Machmir. And this is one of them. One of them is that Beisil says you can't do Kisuya Daman Yontif. And Beishamai says you can, with as long as you do with a Shinui. Okay? V'nei Marchov Gimel. According to you, Akron and Meir said that 24, it should be 23. Why 23? Because according to you, there's no reason for Beisil to be Machmir. Akron Beisil possibly be Machmir. Beisil must follow Rabbi Shimon. They say that there's 24. This one should not be included, meaning that there's no reason for Beisil to be more Machmir. Ella, so what are you going to say? You must hold that. Perhaps you'll say Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon Shteim Amru Davar Echad. Rabbi Meir also agrees that Malachus Shein Tzurich L'Gufos Motor, like Rabbi Shimon. Aye, so if that's the case, why did Beis Hillel Aser? So maybe we'll say that it's because they have a separate type of machlokas. What's a separate type of machlokas? So the Korbanator explains, he says, the machlokas is whether for Simchas Yontif or Matir to do a Malachus Shein Tzurich L'Gufos or not. That Beis Shammai says we're not. Beis Shammai says we are. We're Matir to do a Malachus Shein Tzurich L'Gufos Simchas Yontif. Whereas Beis Hillel says we aren't. All right, maybe that'll work. This case of Kisui Adan. Yeah, because there you're digging a hole, but you only want the dirt, you don't want the hole. Okay? However, if that's the case, Lachain Sarvin Meimar, back in the second paragraph, by Meimar Ligin, we said that Rabbi Yossi Lachain Sarvin Meimar means, therefore, we should, instead of that which we thought to say, back in the second paragraph, and we did say, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Shneim, Amru Davar Echad, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon both said the same thing. What did they say? They both said, Malach Hashem, Tzul, Guf, Potter. Rabbi Yossi, Shimon, we just mentioned here, says that Rabbi Yossi says back there, if you extinguish a candle on Shabbos for any reason other than you want to make charcoal on the wick, your potter, kachas on there, shemen, kachas on there, kachas on psila, chayav, and Rabbi Yossi potter, chutz mi, psila, mineshu, osa, pechom, whatever the language is there. And then, what? There the Gemara says that the reason why Rabbi Yossi is makeup by everything, because he knows Malach Hashem Tzidul Gufa is potter. You're exempt from Malach Hashem Tzidul Gufa. And in order to be, what's the Lugufa in the Mishkan when they were mechabe? Why were they mechabe? Why they extinguished to make better coals? Right? It's mechaba amnas lahavir. It's only kibul your chayvan. So therefore, if you're not doing in order to make better coals, then it's melacha shein tzurich l'gufa. So then instead of saying Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, name Amru Davar Echad, name Rabbi Meir of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Shlosh, and Amru Davar Echad. Why did you say all three things? Say all three things, Rabbi Yosef. Say all three, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Shimon. Because you're saying that Rabbi Meir also is like Rabbi Shimon. You're saying that the heter to do Kisei Adam, according to Beishamai, is based on Melacha Shein Tzurich L'Gufa. And that means that, and Rabbi Meir recognized that. And Rabbi Meir is saying that nonetheless, because for Simchas Yontif, we're not matim Melacha Shein Tzurich L'Gufa. It means Rabbi Meir holds of the unlike premise of Melacha Shein Tzurich L'Gufa. Why is he not mentioned together with Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon as being yet a third Tana who holds Malach Hashem Tzich L'Gufa is okay? Now, that's not such an earth-shattering question. The Gemara never bothers answering that. Now the Gemara says, if you look in the Korban Eidah, he gives the proper use of the next line. In the Korban Eidah, in the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 line down in the narrow lines. First word in the line is Hey Gimel, Haki Garcinar. Elamila the Tzurich L'Rabbonam, Shitin L'Chon. According to our Vacha, the bottom line is, you want to say it's going like Rabbi Shimon. So if that's the case, that which is Pashut to the other rabbis, that which is a Kash to the other rabbis should be simple to you. And that which is Pashut to the other rabbis Tzricha L'chon should be a kasha by you. What's that? Let's go back to the Gemara. Skip a line to where the asterisk is. Katar, because I just read the alternate girsa. Sofa, you all with me? Okay. What? Yeah? Okay. Katar L'tzorech Asavim. This is a quote. It says, Katar L'tzorech Asavim, you cut down grasses because you want the grasses. Chai Mishum Katar. You chai because of Katar. And that the Rabbanan asked, Veinu chai mishum yapis akarka. Why only chai because of harvesting? It shows be chai because you made the land, improved the land by clearing it. What malacha is that? What malacha is clearing land? What is it a talot of? Plowing, of Koresh. So the Rabbanan asked, it should be chai of two. Not just because of Koresh, but also because of Koresh. According to Rabbi Shimon, can he ask such a kasha? Obviously not. Why not? Because the second one is a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. What did you want to do? You wanted to. You wanted the grass, right? So the cutting the grass to attribute to that the intent of improving the land, that's a malach shein tzricha l'gufa. Now, and that, you know, I'm telling you, the carbonator puts in psik ratio. He says, that's not a malach shein tzricha l'gufa, it's a psik ratio, right? It's an inadvertent result, right? It's an inadvertent result, where it's necessarily going to happen, it's a psik ratio. So then he goes into this whole thing here, it's a psik ratio. But the pashup shot, in my opinion, is like this. The pashup shot, as I just told you, that if that's the case, how can they ask the question? Lichaira, it's in this case, in Malach Shein Tzricha L'gufa. In other words, what was my intent to do? My intent was to cut the grass, to take the grass. I had no intent. I had no intent to go and be miyapa the karka. So if you're Malach Shein Tzricha L'gufa chai v'leah, it's a valid question. Should we chai both? Because even though you didn't want that purpose, but that was the result of what you did, right? But if you don't like Rabbanah, but you don't like Rabbi Shimon, so it shouldn't be a kasha by you, Rav Acha, right? This whole kasha shouldn't start. So it says Gemara.
So he's saying only according to Rabbi Shimon.
Only according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon's not a kasha. Right? That's what Rav Acha said. That which the rabbis asked, you should get two chiyuvim here, is not a kasha according to Rav Acha. Because according to Rav Acha, you are like Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, he can't be chayiv too. Because the second one, he has a malacha chayiv to a gufa. So what are you going to do with this kasha? Seems like this kasha, I don't know exactly why, but it seems like this kasha, for some reason, there was a compelling reason for Rav Acha to say, I got a hold of this kasha as well. Maybe this is like a Bavusta Velt kasha, which everybody has, so therefore, which is renowned, and therefore it must be everybody subscribes to it. So therefore they asked Rav Acha, how can you subscribe to this question? I don't know exactly why it's so compelling a question on him. It was a question of Rav Acha. So Rav Acha answers. Rav Acha says, no! This is not so pasha. This is not pasha to me, because I learned that the question was a different question. Lo tzur chada ella katzel yapos es hakaka. They asked the question where the guy Taki had in mind to be miyape the kaka. He had in mind both. He had in mind both. The shayla is where he had in mind both. How many chiyuvim can I give him? With the same maisa, he had two intentions, both to harvest and to clear. What's his status? Right? That's what it says. Lo tzurcha da'ela katzel yapos hakarka. Mao shichai b'shu koitzer b'shu yapos hakarka. Fafilu temet Rabbi Shimoni. I can even say the question. According to Rabbi Shimon. Right? Because even according to Rabbi Shimon, if you had both things in mind, so Shaila is how many you're chayiv? Right?
Why is it even a
shayla? Question is, how many malachas you chayiv on one act?
Well, it's two different malachas.
No, but it's one act. But very often we have the principle, whenever you have one act, which can be, you give it whatever it's most similar to. Because ultimately you're cutting grass. What does the cutting grass be? You're cutting grass and removing the grass. It's even one ramification, everything is one activity. How many malachas can I give you? Lemaisa, we paskin do you can give to, but it's not so pasha that you can. So that's what's happening. I think that's what's happening here. Okay, so says Mar Baram Krabana. Of course, like Rabbanon on the other hand, Rabbanon arguing Rabbi Shimon, who holds Lachshen Tzrich L'Gufa is Chayav, Mikomako, regardless of what his intent was. Whether his intent was Liapos and Sakarka, his intent was to beautify the land, or his intent was to harvest, makes no difference, right? Hare Chorash Mikomako, Hare Chorash Mikomako, Hare Kotzar, doesn't matter. You, of course, can be Chayav both, right? Or of course the Shiloh would apply no matter what I meant is the Shiloh would apply no matter what his intent was. According to Rabbi Shimon, the question is only a valid question when, if you had both in mind. Then we ask, what do you mean chayiv in mind? According to Rabbanan, the question is a valid question if you only had one in mind. Why? Because they don't require melacha tzrich l'gufa. So therefore, no matter what, we have a question: how many are going to be mechayiv you? Okay, so far so good. Like it? There's nobody else who learned like that, just me. I made that all up as I went along. Okay? So, says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Mona. Rabbi Mona said, by the way, it's important, the Gilyan HaShas here is important. He explains, when I say that, he does explain, or I forgot, he explains your question. He says that the question you asked me, what's that mean? There shouldn't be chayiv too. He explains because the correlation between avos and talados here. In other words, because kotzer is an av, and right, and miap is a kargo is a talad of choresh. So if it was two avos, there wouldn't be a question be chayiv too. Since one is an av and one is a talada, so the question is what the status in that case.
The second is a talada of a different av.
Right. So maybe it's even though it's not tofel to that av, but maybe it's tofel in an objective sense. Okay. So I think that's what he explains here at the end of the end of Gilin Hashas. Okay. I'm Rabbi Mona. Rabbi Mona said. So I'm Rabbi Mona. Rabbi Mona said. One second. I'm Rabbi Milayin the Rabbanan, the words of the rabbis, Misayeon, Rabbi Yossi. The words of the rabbis are help Rabbi Yossi. Now, the commentator calls it, changes it to Rav Simi. The bottom line is, what we mean to say is the words of the rabbi, which are about to say, is a raya for those who hold like Rabbi Shimon. That Melacha Shein Tzichel Gufa's Potter. What words of the rabbis? Demar Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rechid's the name Rabbi Yochanan, Dog Shesachto. It's a very famous halacha, a fish which you squeezed, right? You squeeze the brine out of a fish. Im legufo, if you're doing it for the fish, in other words, so the fish shouldn't be so briny, hareiz a potter, you're a potter. Im lo tziro, if you're doing it in order to take out the brine, you're chayev. Why is that? Because that's dosh. Why is that dosh? Because you want to remove the liquid, right? Bilgam, now it says a few terminal shimini demar, just take that out. Nobody says to take it out, but I'm telling you to take it out. And it's obvious to me that this is just got here by mistake, because it's the same Vafilu Tamar we had 5 lines ago. Vafilu Tamar Rabbi Shimini, it's here over again. It's just a typo. Even if it's not a typo, I could read it. I could use a sledgehammer and foot it in. I'll show you how it fits in. Vafilu, the way I would fit in if I did read it, it's Vafilu Tamar Rabbi Shimini. You can even say that this is only according to Rabbi Shimon, but Hudamar, that he said this statement. However, Baram, you want to say Rabbanan, that's not going to work. Why it's not going to work? Because according to Rabbanan, Mikomakom Arei Sochad, Mikomakom Arei Hotzitzir. No matter what, again, according to Rabbanan, Muachal Sheitzel Guf is Chayev. So therefore, even if your intent was just to get the fish out of the brine, out of the fish, Lamaisa, you did schita. Lamaisa, you remove the brine. You have brine in out of the fish, so that's enough to make you chayev, no matter what. Okay? So the fact that we distinguish between taking brine out of the fish for the purpose of the fish, or taking brine out of the fish for the purpose of the brine, that indicates that we paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Because according to Rabbanan, you should be chayev no matter what, because no matter what, you came up with that result that should be considered melacha shein tzrich l'gufa, which is chayev. Okay, is that clear?
Even though it was for ochal nefesh? you want to eat the fish.
It's on Shabbos. Ochel Nefesh doesn't make, it's not a Hetzer on Shabbos. Now, the Yigilian Ashas has a very difficult question here. He says, at the beginning of Yigilian Ashas, he says, wait a minute, on the Yushami, he says, it's very strange. He says, I'm going to paraphrase what he says. He says that the Dosh is where you have, a liquid which is integrally absorbed. Like you have juice in an orange. It was in a state of solid before, and now you squeeze it out. But brine in a fish didn't originate in the fish, right? It's like pickle juice. Pickle juice doesn't originate in the pickle. You got in the pickle, now it comes out. That's why you're allowed to squeeze a pickle on Shabbos. It's mutter to squeeze a pickle on Shabbos. Why? Because it's not schita. It's not dosh. Because it didn't originate, the liquid didn't originate in the pickle. So Lamaisa, he says that this Gemara can only be going to Yushami later on, which does not appear in the Bavli, which says that Schita is an off on in and of itself. If Schita is off in and of itself, it's not at the Lod of Dosh, so then in a Chinami, it's possible to say that there's a Chiyah for squeezing anything, no matter what state it began in. Okay, so that's how he explains this Yerushalmi. Again, we pass on Loch Lamaisa, pickles you're allowed to squeeze on Shabbos. This Yerushalmi seems to hold that according to Rabbanan, it's Chiv Daraisa, and even according to Rabbi Shimon, it's still only Potter Avalosa, right? So it must be this going, that's why the Gilin Hashas says, it must be going like the strange sheet of the Yerushalmi, that Schita is an Av in and of itself, even if it doesn't fall under the parameters of Dosh. Okay? All right. That's it, guys. That was the hard part. Kol Davar wasn't so bad, actually. All right. Kol Davar Shea was very difficult this afternoon. Kol Davar Shea, Mavchil Zaperos. Chai Mishum Zerai. Anything which improves the fruit, Mavchil means it grows better. Chai Mishum Zerai. Make you chai because of planting. Hanotea, you actually plant. Hamavrich, you make a runner back into the ground. Hamarkiv, you graft. Makarsim is one type of pruning. Mazayim is another type of pruning. Hamafasel, you trim. Hamazayim, you put on certain type of muck of some sort on the tree to make it grow better. Hamafarek means you remove stones which are diminishing the strength of the tree. Hamavik, you put dirt over the tree, good dirt, beneficial dirt. Mashi, you smoke it. Hamatli, you remove the worms. Hakotea, it's also something you do with the tree. You put ashes on it, or you break some branches. Hasach, you put oil on it. Vamashke, you irrigate it. Vamanake, you also snap something off of it. Vosebatim, you make some protective cover for a canopy for it. V'chol davishu avchilos supri, anything which enhances the fruit. Chai mishum zareya, chai because of zareya. Zira barchia barashi, but Shem Rav Kana said hanoteya b'shabes, chai mishum zareya. If you plant on Shabbos, you're chai because of Zorea, okay? Now, planting of Zorea Notea is planting a tree. Zorea is planting a seed. No difference. That's what I'm saying. They're both ovos. And Bavli also says this. Bavli says Notea and Zorea are both ovos. One is not a tolod of the other. They're both the ov. Rabbi Zira said, Hazoymer kinotea. If you prune, it's like planting. Now, not the Zomer, it's a typo here, it should be Shemitah. If you did pruning and planting on Shemitah, Al Daiti Tikana Chayev Shtayim, Koin Rav Kana Chayev too. Because why Chayev too? Because, first of all, Notea is Notea, and besides that, Zomer is separate as well, right? Zomer is separate as well, and Chayev and Zomer separately, because he doesn't say Al Zomer Kinotea. That's Rabbi Zero's statement, right? Al Daiti. This Rabbi Zero said, Zomer's kinotea, eno chayv alachas, you only get one. So says the Gemara, you look at the two of Yerushalayim on the bottom, you don't have it, I'll read it to you. It says, no. He just changed the gears and says, Dai Rabbi Zeh, eno chayv alachas, lo am Rabbi Zeh, hazorea kinotea, Rabbi Zero hazorea kinotea, Azomer can not say, and the Gemara says the Yerushalmi is explaining. Okay, again, so it should be Lo Amar Rabbi Zira Azomer can not say. Since Rabbi Zira said Azomer is Kenotea, so and therefore, since Zomer is Kenotea, so there'll be only Chayv one. So now the Yerushalmi asks Veloma, or according to other Gersos, Shema says, well, how do you know? How do you know Zomer is Kenotea? Maybe Anotea is Gezomer. What does it mean, Azomer Kenotea? By Shemitah, it says two separate Melochas. It says Sarcha lo sees Rava, Karmacha lo sees more. Right? It says Notea and Zomer separately. So what is Abizir saying, Azomer Kenotea? How do you know? Maybe Notea is like Zomer. How do you know which one is which? So he says no. He says, Hakala Yabi Klausri, I'll tell you what. He says, everything was included in Zriah. V'yotza Zmira lahachmira latzva. Zmira is a special chiddush by Shabbos. Zomer is Zoreah, right? That's what you said in Roman Al. Zomer is a subcategory of Zoreah. By Shemitah, the Torah said, you know what? Sorcholos Yisra, v'karmacholos Yisra. I'm going to give you a separate issue to be Zomer. Out of left field. So that's a chiddush. It's a special chiddush, right? Special chiddush by Shemitah. And so says Yerushalmi, it must be, since a special chiddush by Shemitah, that by Shabbos, it's not. There is no such special chiddush. And that's what Rav Kahana said, Rav Zira said, that normally has Zomer Kenotea, because that's what it is by Shabbos. By Shemitah, of course, he grants that it says that it's two different things, right? So, Midnei Shiyotzes Mir Lach Milatzma, Ad Potro Mishum Zoreh. I skipped. Hakoyah Bechazir Vyotzes Mir Lach Milatzma. So now the Gemara says, wait a minute. Because Mira came out separate from itself, so he wanted Pater the guy who was Zomer and Otea and say he's only Chai of one, whichever one it is. I think it's actually supposed to be Zriah that he's Chai of, right? Not because of Zomer, but that's not germane. So bottom line is, have a low shani and not have a zomer again b'shvius. Bein al daitid Rav Kana, bein al daitid Rabbi Zira chayv shtayim. That which Rabbi Zira said, zomer is kenotea. That's by Shabbos, but by Shemitah, since both we have separate chiyuvim in the Torah, in contradistinction to Shabbos, we have separate chiyuvim, one for zomer and one for zoreah. So it must be that vis-a-vis Shemitah, that locha both like Rav Kana and like Rabbi Zira said, Yechayiv. It's only by Shabbos that Rabbi Zira said is Chiddush, that Zomer is Kenotea, and that's in line with the fact that by Shabbos is no separate Isser. But by Shemitah, where they're separated, so there they remain separate. Okay, we'll stop here for this evening. We'll pick up again Tuesday evening.